Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Dick Hitswater, tater tots, and a bear image on Mars. We'll have that for you in just a minute.
5% of the people use 5 to 6% of their brain. 97% use just 3% and the rest goes down the drain. I will never know which one I am, but I'll bet you my last dime. 99% think we're 3% 100% of the time.
Gotta write that down.
They say 72% of all statistics are made up right there on the spot. 84.4% of people believe them, whether they're accurate statistics or not. Now, I will never know what you believe, but I do know there's no doubt I need another double shot of something 90 proof. This is too much to think about. It's too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt with too much to think about. They say 92% of everything you learned in high school was bullcrap that you will never need. 82% of everything you got, you bought just to satisfy your greed. Because 94% of the entire population links possessions to success, even though 80% of the wealthiest 1% of the population drinks to an alarming extent. It's too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt, I've got too much to think about. 82% of all statisticians truly hate their freaking jobs. The average bank robber lives within, say, about 20 miles of the bank he robs. There's this little bank not far from here I've had my eyes on now for a while. Lately, all I can think about is going out in style.
Yeah!
It's too much to think about. Too much to figure out. Stuck between hope and doubt. It's too much to think about.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Well, we have coming up used dildo store.
That is something.
That can't be a success, right?
Well, we'll find out. Well, there's one thing you just want to get new.
You can't steam latex, can you?
Yeah, you can wash them in the dishwasher, right?
They actually have a triple washing the machine thing. I'll tell you about that.
I've heard of secondhand, but
sloppy seconds.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Well, this is Dick Hitswater sitting in for Barry D. Pecker. And this is some other news. Well, as you might expect, most households will be tuning into the Super Bowl, with 83% of those surveyed say they will be watching.
Oh, wow.
The other 17% live in Cincinnati.
Oh.
People there are still pretty bitter about some of the calls the refs made in the AFC Championship game. Cincinnati was penalized 9 times for 71 yards, making the first time that zebras have successfully screwed Bengal tigers. So while that game might have left a bad taste in some people's mouths, there are good tastes ahead for the big game. You know, people plan to eat meatballs, chili, wings, and people. And, teleprompter skipped. And people in several states say they'll be eating tater tots, according to a recent survey.
Yeah.
Tater tots? What? Are we out of Go-Gurt and SpaghettiOs?
Tater tots.
I love tater tots. What?
What?
I love tater
during
tots.
During the Super Bowl? You're
why not?
Tater tots?
Smothered of course.
In oh, my God.
Yeah.
Aside from food, a big part of the Super Bowl is the drinking that comes along with it. Surprisingly, though, non-alcoholic drinks are the most popular choice of beverage. Pussy! Oh, excuse me. More than 2 in 5, 43%, prefer alcohol-free drinks compared to 41% who drink beer, according to the survey. Now, those who prefer non-alcoholic drinks are the same people who will be wolfing down tater tots, namely 8-year-olds. There are a few other interesting food choices for the game, according to the survey. In Nevada, people plan to enjoy hummus during the Super Bowl. I guess every time someone scores, the whole room stands up and yells, "Opa!"
Thomas.
Maybe. In Michigan, people prefer pigs in a blanket. Because it's Michigan in winter, the pigs actually demand a blanket.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, people in South Texas prefer pigs in a light sweater.
Thank you.
This is Dick Hitzwater, sitting in for Barry D. Pecker with a big D. And this has been Some Other News.
Thanks for the Barry or Dick, whatever.
Dick, yeah. I'm sitting in for Barry D. Pecker, was it?
Subtle.
That's what, yeah, subtle is right.
Hey, his parents are the ones to blame.
Why go by the middle initial?
We didn't have right. I just leave it out.
Bad enough the way it is.
Oh, it's because there's a Barry Pecker on a different station.
It's like it's a Michael B. Jordan situation.
Yes, yeah, he has to.
So sorry.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Where were we? We were at the sports desk.
Tom, tater tots these days are not just tater tots that you can get.
Oh.
They have tater tot like bars, essentially.
Sure.
They're like they're the new nachos.
Yep.
Really?
You can throw whatever toppings on them you want. And,
yep.
I was not aware of that.
Stir-ins, mix-ins, whatever fixings you'd like.
Yeah. I love tater tots. You probably don't even like tater tots.
You weren't aware of tater tots and tater tot toppings.
Too much what? No. Potato?
No, I enjoy French fries, of course.
You don't? Have you ever had a tater tot?
Probably.
You like tater tots, right?
I'm a big tot man.
Yeah.
Me too.
I also like the little smiley face potatoes.
Yes.
They're often with kids' menus, but if you yell at the guy, they'll give them to you too.
You say, show us your tots?
No. You've never had the little potato smiles?
I know exactly. Sure, of course.
Oh, no, I haven't, but I would like them.
They're great.
You get them at the store. You can make them in your air fryer.
And it's like a mashed potato consistency on the inside, and it's got a little smile for you to cheer you up when you're eating burgers.
How about
that? No, wait a second. I love mashed potatoes. Love to try these.
I'm surprised. You don't. Your kids haven't had these.
I'm not.
A little smile. Well, that's true. Good point. That's the reason you never had tater tots, too. Oh, they're so good.
Daddy, can I have some escargot? I need fuel before ballet.
Yes.
It's weird that Finley has a British accent, but it's cool.
Now, have we completed this?
Yes, sir. Oh, that's sports. We did the world records.
Okay, all right.
I think you just beat him down enough, he just gives up.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Christy?
NASA shared images of what looks like the primitive drawing of a teddy bear's face on the surface of Mars.
This is fascinating.
The image captured by the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter shows a snout and two eyes with a circular crack on the planet's surface.
The implications of this are amazing.
The formation measures nearly 1.25 miles across. That's 1 1/4. According to the University of Arizona.
There it is. We put it up on the screen.
It's clearly a teddy bear.
Yes.
Which operates the orbiter's cameras. The circle encompassing the bear's head is a surface fracture that could have been caused by the settling of a deposit over a buried impact crater.
I'm telling you, you put a hat on that, it's Paddington.
It's Paddington.
Yeah, but there are no ears.
The university also went on to say that...
So wait a minute.
I'm saying if a sophisticated civilization was going to do a bas-relief, if you will, of a bear, I think they would put ears on the head.
Maybe they don't have ears there. Maybe everything's quiet and no one's talking. Maybe that's what it is.
It is pretty cool. But I mean, this is like a Rorschach test.
The eyes were made by two craters, apparently, while the snout appears to be some kind of collapse structure,
possibly
a kind of volcanic vent with lava or mud flows. It's so cute.
It is cute. Look at it up there.
Look at
that.
It does kind of look like
I want to hug
the bear. Yeah.
Okay. Well, It's kind of a stretch, but it's interesting.
Well, it's a stretch to think that maybe it was done on purpose. It's not a stretch to say it looks like a bear's face. It really
isn't. No, it looks just like a bear face.
99% of people who looked at it would say bear face.
You think?
Yes.
Yeah, look.
Okay. Man, oh man.
You don't think so?
I guess a little. It's got kind of a crooked mouth. And
wait a minute. What's your beef about it other than the ears thing?
He thinks it's a stretch that it looks like a bear.
That, you're nuts. I think it's you're
immediately
out of your mind.
A bear.
This reminds me of another high concept I was thinking of.
Of course, he sets around and thinks about high concepts.
Yeah, yeah, like gravity. That's a concept.
Yeah, that's
as opposed to an idea, which is a lesser.
Here we go.
Can you explain all of this to us,
Christy? Mm-hmm. What would you think about this as a psychologist? You would come in and I would give you what I call Rorschach tampons.
Oh, jeez.
They'd have to be pads, right?
Yeah, they would.
Right. Well, if you unfold them.
You'd have to have a time machine.
Yeah, no, because they just
unless you want cherry
out.
Popsicle to be the answer.
Well, they kind of bloom out, so it'd be more like a tulip.
You know, he's
cherry popsicle.
Now, Pat did raise a good point for this analysis for Christy. What would I need, Pat?
A time machine.
I'm not going to dispute that.
Yeah,
very happy.
No.
That's
and you think
over.
She's mad about it?
No way.
God, no.
I told you about
it. It was the greatest day of my life when that went away.
I told you the story about a friend of a friend of mine. I can't really say who, but this particular woman, after menopause arrived, she didn't tell her husband so she could have a week off every month.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What a marriage they had.
Sounds like
no joke.
Warm and loving relationship.
Right?
Conversation about
built on lies.
Yeah, there certainly is, Willie. It's,
How did we get from Mars to this disgusting
you,
thing?
You did
oh,
it.
Oh, sorry.
You did it, you jerk. It was all you. What are you talking about?
Now, here's the thing about this photograph from Mars.
It looks exactly like a bear.
Yes, it does.
First of all, so there's someone at NASA just going over day after day after day looking at these photographs.
Yeah, they're scientists.
I hope so.
I do, too. Why do you think we have it there?
I'm trying to get
a stupid question.
No, I haven't gotten to my point yet.
It's not like they're doing it at Arby's. It's NASA.
I'm just saying.
What else they got to look at?
If Arby's had a secret room at every location where they looked at space secrets.
Sorry, we can't get your fries out. We're looking at the... No, here's my point.
The curly fries that came out of that room is alien technology.
Do you suppose that... Like April Fool's Day, and this, you know, the two guys every day. Well, we got more photographs of the surface of Mars. See anything yesterday? Nah. Did the teddy bear last year. But do you suppose that every once in a while someone photoshops something really cool into one?
At NASA?
Yeah.
They're just pranking each other?
Just as a joke.
I don't think they're allowed to do that.
Come on.
Possibly.
How boring would it be every day to look at just photographs of the surface of Mars? What are you going to finally you see when there's a McDonald's in one? Hey, cool.
I'm sure they listen to this show and go, how boring would it be to talk about your balls every day?
Who's talking about their balls?
We often do.
Yeah.
Maybe yours.
Well, they're worthy of discussion.
Well, you're the one that wants to get those shots. So they, what is it called?
I believe they.
Yes, I need the Botox.
I think a cherry popsicle tampon qualifies as talking about your balls.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I agree.
It's just all
bodily function.
It's bleeding down there. No, I'm talking about a high. Do you ever do the Rorschach thing? Where?
No, Tom.
It's really fun.
It's really.
Do you do it when you wipe?
What are you talking about?
Different idea. Probably not a sound.
As the tampon idea?
Yeah, I think because you could affect that.
But right, you could.
Yeah, it was so there's a kind of Heisenberg principle that could be applied.
Yes, yes. Right.
What do you see there?
This is one year of physics, and I can throw that out. That's all I got left, though.
What does this make you think of? I should eat less corn.
So sorry. Where were we?
We were talking about Rorschach.
Oh, yeah. We're in the news. I'm sorry. We're talking about... Yeah, this bear thing is kind of cool.
Yeah, it's very...
Kind of appropriate for Valentine's Day, right?
A big old teddy bear.
What, you going to get her a Mars teddy bear?
Oh, I like the idea of a Mars teddy bear.
Oh, is it made of Mars chocolate? Is that what it is?
Oh, now you're talking.
Oh, I love a Mars bar.
Ooh.
Chocolate teddy bear sounds very good.
Like any candy named after the god of war.
Okay. Right now, it's Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What have we missed?
Well, the owners of a used sex toy company are hoping to convince the internet that their products aren't gross.
Oh, boy.
Using the pseudonyms Lisa and Dan when speaking with Vice's Motherboard, the bear said they had the idea to start a sex toy resale business when a friend went on a decluttering spree and found about $400 worth of high-end sex toys he no longer used.
He, yeah.
She said he.
Okay.
I know, I'm just saying, really.
So these are mostly male for men.
They don't necessarily have to be. Maybe he has them for his partner.
Okay. All right.
You jumped right into that, didn't you?
His collection?
Well, obviously, he's thinking a used fleshlight. I'd rather have a microwave and a watermelon.
You know when somebody comes out of the bathroom and you shake their hand and their hand is a little damp?
Yes.
And you don't know if it's because they washed their hands or they didn't? Can you imagine somebody handing you a slightly dripping fleshlight? Oh. This is either really clean or not at all.
Yeah, either way, it smells like bleach.
I think we need to examine the Tom offered watermelon and a microwave.
Right?
Cantaloupe would be better, I'm guessing.
Let me see what that honeydew.
When the guy hands you a used fleshlight, does he turn it upside down like a Dairy Queen? To demonstrate that it's clean? I don't know.
Well, you like it when they do that. Don't you?
I love that of Dairy Queen.
We can tell. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie, how are you?
I'm good, but last time you guys were making fun of sex toys have been gently used or came from scratch and dent stores.
Well, I mean, how gently were they used?
Well, speak for yourself, Tom, but my mom Phyllis has a whole toy chest full of buzzers. And I bet you $12, they've all had previous owners. Hell, she's made a fortune flipping some of them on Craigslist. Fact remains, something like a double donger has to be broke in. You know? It's no different than a slow pitch softball bat. It don't even develop a sweet spot until about a year or two out of the box. I swear to God. You know, it's no different than a diving board. You don't get your best torque till summer. See, you've heard of pound puppies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Well, my mom Phyllis calls her collection Pound Town Puppy. Oh, God. And she puts ads in the Penny Saver or Craigslist. Sometimes even donates them to GoFundMe's. You know, let someone else make the money off the raffle. And, I mean, think about it. When God invented the golf cart, he didn't intend for only one person to be in the driver's seat. So why should she pay market price for Dirt Rocket or Gravedigger?
Excellent point.
Those are her two favorites. She replaced her old ones with Dirt Rocket and Gravedigger. She names them like Cabbage Patch dolls. You laugh, but her first two were around forever. She called them Larry and Magic. But when she upgraded, she still went used. Dirt Rocket's got more used parts than the dune buggy out in the yard. But she claims, just like that dune buggy, it still runs good, low miles, and never bottoms out. And Gravedigger is sort of like take a penny, leave a penny. You love that, Tom, because, you know, when she's bored with it, it goes out in a bird bath in memory of Larry. And we may not see it again for weeks. You last time it was gone in between farm aids. It's like a barnacle. It just belongs to whoever it's latched on to.
Oh, boy.
Makes more rounds in the neighborhood than Mitchell's air compressor.
Oh.
Swear to God. It's like swap shop all over. But she's so weird about her toys. Like, Christy, you get it. Like, she won't use a rabbit before Groundhog's Day.
Oh, okay. Gosh.
Bad luck or something. You know, just like not wearing Crocs after Labor Day. Mm-hmm. And her rose?
Yeah.
Like Willie said, some days it's a sex toy, other days it's a one-hitter. Swear to God. I'll say like this, though, watching BattleBots has paid off for me. I won't let that rabbit go to waste during the off-season.
No.
Say what you want, but with fresh batteries and run it wide open, that thing makes a hell of a milkshake. Swear to God.
Oh.
I gotta go.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.